The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he might be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome back, everybody. All week long, our first reading is coming to us from the books of the Maccabees. These are a couple of books in the Bible that are as helpful and timely as they are misunderstood and underappreciated. So I thought they deserved a closer look. Take a look at the books of the Maccabees you're going to be hearing all week long. Chronologically speaking, Maccabees is the last book of the Old Testament. Chronologically speaking, it's the last thing that happens in the Old Testament before Jesus is born. Practically speaking, however, Maccabees is something that you cannot understand without knowing a little tiny bit of history, okay? So let's learn a little bit of history, shall we? This morning, Maccabees is the story of what happens in Israel after the death of Alexander the Great. So who was Alexander the Great? 26-year-old general. Now think about that, 26 years old, young guy. 26-year-old general, Alexander the Great was, who conquered more land faster than anybody else who's ever lived. Conquered an empire that stretched from Greece all the way to India, and this he did in just 3 years, the likes of which have never been seen again in all of history. And then all of a sudden, inexplicably, Alexander the Great died. And his kingdom was divided up. Now, part of the reason why Alexander the Great was able to rule so much land so effectively was because he honored and respected local traditions, especially local religions. Most people will accept just about any government in the world as long as you don't violate their faith, as long as you don't force them to disobey their conscience. Alexander didn't. The people who took over from Alexander did. The books of the Maccabees are the story of what happened in Israel after the breakup of the empire of Alexander the Great, and the ruler in Israel is a man named Antiochus Epiphanes IV. And his big idea was to impose Greek culture and customs and religion on everybody for the sake of unity, he said, right? For the sake of unity. And so as a consequence, he made the practice of the Israelite religion illegal. Now, there are three pillars that the religion of Israel stood on, three pillars. Those pillars were Torah, temple, and Sabbath. Antiochus Epiphanes attacked all of them. He made it illegal to observe the Torah, especially with regard to circumcision. He forced you to work on the Sabbath day. Couldn't take a rest. And worst of all, he desecrated the temple. He slaughtered a pig on the altar of the temple. Now, when this happened in Israel, you know what most people did? Most people just went along with it. Most people just want peace. They just don't want to be bothered. They just went along with it. Maccabees is the story of just four people who fight back, led by a general named Judas Maccabeus. Maccabeus is just the Greek word for hammer, right? So Judas Maccabeus, he's Jude the Hammer, and he fought back. Now, as you hear the Maccabees read, a couple of things to keep in mind, a couple of things to pray about. Here's the first. Which side do you think you would have been on? Would you have been on the side of those who fought back against those who were trying to force their faith, make their faith illegal? Or would you have been on the side of those who wanted peace at any price? Now, don't flatter yourself. Be careful now. We all love to imagine that when faced with terrible tyranny or great difficulty, that we'd take a bold and glorious stand. We love to imagine that, don't we? Don't forget, 11 out of 12 apostles ran away from Jesus at his hour of greatest need. Most notably, Peter, who swore he'd die a thousand deaths rather than abandon Jesus, ran away the first chance he could run away. But you do want to pray about this, because the gospel and its values are an iron ball in the belly of the world. They will never be digested, never. And as a consequence, they will always be opposed by the powers of the world. Most people will take the side of whatever the powers of the world are. They'll try to seek safety in the comfortable mob, regardless of what they stand for. Or they'll duck their head in the sand and hope that the troubles just blow over. But you want to pray about this. Do you love God enough to take a stand, even if you feel like you have to stand alone? Because that's almost always the way it feels. That's the first thing to pray about as you hear the books of the Maccabees. Here's the second. Understand just how much difference can be made by just a few people. Remember, Maccabees is the story of just four guys who fought back. Just four. You know what happens when you take a stand against the tyranny, you take a stand against the mob? You create a space for others to follow you. Everybody thinks they're alone. Everybody thinks they're outnumbered. Some one person stands up and takes a bold and courageous stand, people realize I'm not alone. They create a space for others to follow, and others banded together, and they won. Now keep that in mind as you hear the books of the Maccabees read. Take a lesson from poor blind Bartimaeus that we hear in the Gospel of Luke. The angry mob bullied him and told him to shut up and told him to get in line and do what he was told. And how did he respond? How did he respond to those messages? He just refused delivery. He just kept on going, right? He just kept on going. God will ask you to take a stand in this life. Even when it's unpopular, even when it's difficult, occasionally when it's dangerous. None of us wants to do it, right? Most people want to just stay on the fence. Until one day you realize the devil walks up to you and he taps you on the shoulder and he says, hey, I own the fence, right? There is no sitting on the fence. Everybody takes a side. Just like the book of Revelation says, the lukewarm I'm going to spew out of my mouth. That's why the books of the Maccabees are so terribly important. And it's why we don't have to worry. It's why we never have to worry. You want to know why? Because God always wins. He always wins in the end. So we want to be sure that we have the courage to take a stand and remember that we're fighting on the winning side. Be of good cheer. Be of good faith. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Albert the Great, pray for us.